in today's Unger Report. How much of a bad thing is really a bad thing? Humorist Brian Unger has been mulling over the concept of absolutism when it comes to modern-day threats.
This weekend, Americans stood united in solidarity against a common foe, an enemy we can all now agree is a threat to our way of life, one that's trying to kill us where we live, that lives amongst us but goes undetected and unrecognizable. It's spinach. Bagged, steamed, sautéed, or dressed in a warm vinaigrette, bacon, perhaps a dash of egg. It hates us for our intestinal fortitude. And, well, it just hates our intestines. This new war on spinach will be difficult and long, about as long as one slow news cycle. So far, the leafy, delicious menace is proving to be quite elusive, hiding out somewhere in the dry, rocky terrain of California's Central Valley, no doubt protected by local tribesmen in the San Juan Bautista region. In this unpopulated area, spinach is regarded as a hero of the vegetable patch. Consider it the front line on the larger war on produce, infiltrated by E. coli cells. To prevent ambiguity, vagueness, or doubt in anyone's mind, to simplify it, as the federal government tells us, we should be vigilant and reject all of it, all spinach, bagged and fresh. In fact, if you see so much as spinach in someone's teeth, run the other way. So there is no confusion, spinach is pure evil and bad. Torture, on the other hand, is a lot harder to pin down as an absolute. Much like genocide or civil war, how much of any is a bad thing? Unlike spinach, these threats against humanity are debatable, obscured, somehow lumped in with other hard-to-define moral indignities, like obscenity. Lately, mankind's worst crimes against itself have been subjected to the Potter Stewart standard of proof. I know it when I see it. Yet centuries of bloody history lend us a more enlightened perspective on torture, genocide, or civil war. We know it when we see it, all right. And tragically, we know it so well we can prevent having to see it ever again. Recently, we've been hearing that our government is into an interrogation technique called waterboarding. What sounds like an extreme sport is actually submerging someone's head underwater until they feel like they're drowning. To see it would be to know it as torture, and to comply with the Third Geneva Convention of 1949 would be to prevent it. As is written in Article 3, in the part that seems unambiguous, the part that we haven't heard read much, it prohibits, quote, violence to life and person, in particular murder of all kinds, mutilation, cruel treatment, and torture. Is nearly drowning someone a gray area? While we define and redefine what constitutes torture, what is civil war, what is genocide, these atrocities are defining us. What can we say for certain? Don't eat the spinach. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.